certain jobs, you say that, and
you and I
have to do it.
It's up to us.
I want to ask you about a way of identifying yourself without using your name. Say if you were going to see somebody and you were knocking at the door and they asked, well, who's there? And you knew that they would recognize the sound of your voice. Instead of using your name, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just...
just me.
Just me.
Yeah, if they say, who's there? It's in Greece. It says, slip in.
That's pretty good. That's a new one on me. Or say if it were somebody else, say a man that you knew, again, a way of identifying without using his name, you might say, oh, well,
that's Spinel. That's Spinel. Spinel leg.
Is there any other way you could think of saying that?
Well, a nickname, horse face, something like that. His nickname. Shorty or fatty or skinny or something out of fact.
By the way, since you mentioned nickname, would that cover, say, a name that a child is known by just within his family and by nobody else? You say he's been given a nickname?
Well, yes, but then sometime in a small town, if they live in that town, it's going to be carried the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Well, his name is a nickname.
Well, my sister Lily and my sister Margaret, they call her Maud, and Elizabeth they call her Lily. So as I say, if you live in that small town, it's going to stay with you, I think. If you go to another town where you're not known, you know you can give your right name.
Well, when I told people I was married and I was running, they said, which one of the brothers is that? Because everybody here knows him as Jim. And then my little grandson, he's Little Gig, he didn't want to be called Lloyd, so they called him Little Gig.
Well, is a nickname the same thing as a pet name, or have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't think pet name is more than family.
I had a gig with a goat one time. Now, whether it started from that, I don't know.
No, honey, he said, is a nickname the same as a pet name? I say no, because a pet name is more an individual little name. Like this is from way back when my son was born. He was so pretty and everything. I called him my little rosebud. Well, that wasn't a nickname. That was a little pet name, you see.
I see.
It is the difference.
I see. Could you tell me just in general about some different types of bread that you're familiar with?
Yeah.
No, we're not heavy bread eaters, but...
The bread that you go down to the store. White bread.
Large or small loaf.
And then wheat bread.
You'll have to ask those women about
wheat.
That.
Whole wheat.
What about the kind that you cook with cornmeal?
That's cornbread. Cornbread. We have that. We make sure that you make it.
Now that you'll have to ask about that.
Cornbread.
Do you ever eat cornbread?
Yes, but I'm not a cook.
I just had it. I haven't eaten certain things like cabbage and country sausage, something like that. I have cornbread.
Have you ever heard people around here use the word corn pone?
Yes.
You're not familiar with that?
We're
not bread eaters, so as I say it.
Well, you do eat cornbread.
Well, what about the, you know, some people I talk to say that in general there's just two kinds of bread. There's the kind that you make at home. You call that